Welcome to the Elevation Church Podcast. In this special Crash the Chatterbox edition, Pastor Stephen discusses the message of Crash the Chatterbox with Pastor Craig Rochelle. Pastor Craig, the founding and lead pastor of Life Church, joins Pastor Stephen for a conversation about fighting fear and hearing God's voice above all others.
When I was getting ready to talk to you this morning, I remembered two things that you have said and that meant a lot to me about fear. One is the path to your greatest potential is often straight through your greatest fear.
Mm-hmm.
I love that. I mean, what kind of examples do you have of something that was on the other side of a fear where the chatterbox inside of you was telling you not to, and you did?
I think anything significant that God has allowed us to do, you know, there was a barrier of fear that we had to push through. I mean, all the time, you know, giving away our resources for free. My fear was, what if we can't afford to do it? Because when we made that decision, we did not have extra resources. You know, creating the YouVersion Bible app and putting, you know, a lot of money behind that. What if nobody cares or nobody uses it? Going multi-site, what if this doesn't work? Video teaching, what if people reject it and it, you know, it doesn't work? And here you're building a whole building and a staff and kind of betting the farm on this. You know, I mean, personally, you know, home educating our kids. What if they grow up and can't read and are in counseling forever because we failed them? You know, just in, you know, and we've had tremendous success with that. But I think any area, you know, just like you probably would have when you wrote Sun Stand Still, what if it's no good? What if it doesn't help people? What if no one cares? You know, and that ends up being a tremendous resource to help, you know, hundreds of thousands of people. So I think I love that quote, the path to your greatest potential is often straight to your greatest fear, because, you know, I believe it with all my heart. And I think as spiritual leaders, there's not a lot of distance between fear and faith, that, you know, a lot of times we have to have faith right in the middle of our fear. And if we didn't have fear, then we might not actually have a need for faith. And so those things are very close together to me, and I live in that tension every single day.
Yeah, in the book, there's a chapter called At the Bottom, where I talk about at the bottom of my greatest fear is an even greater God, and that God will often allow us to go deeper into our fear. Sometimes we think that the answer to overcoming fear is to not feel it, and that's not possible. Mm-hmm. You almost have to feel the fear deeply enough. I read a great book that actually helped me with Crash the Chatterbox, understanding some principles called Feel the Fear and Do It Anyway. I love that title. And that kind of brings me to the second thing about fear that I've heard you say. You said one time on a podcast, I think you're preaching about Elijah. And this was before we became as close as we are now, but I remember you talking about how Elijah went running because Jezebel was going to kill him. But Elijah actually never died. He was taken up to heaven. So you said the thing that he was so afraid of never even happened. And I wonder, what are some things that you have spent so much time worrying about, so much energy has been drained from you, that never even happened? And now you're looking at this point in your life saying, I wish I wouldn't have played that what if game. I wish I had that energy back.
Mm-hmm. You know, that, I mean, that would be in many ways, I mean, 99% of what I feared would fall into that category. I think if we're going to be real specific, the trying to manage the fear of what people think about you is something that, you know, if I could have that energy back, I think now I'm 46 and have done this for, you know, over 20 years, not Life Church, but ministry. I think by the grace of God, I'm growing through that fear. But if I could have the energy back that I've spend on, you know, what are they going to think about this? And if I say this and do that, that's just totally useless. And at the end of the day, you can't control what people think anyway. But man, the energy I've spent trying to manage, you know, that fear is, I could have done a lot of good things with it if I hadn't been spending time there.
Absolutely. You know, in the beginning of the book, I kind of talk about the idea of auditioning. For a role that God has already given you, and we spend so
cancel
much.
Cancel the audition.
Yeah, cancel the audition. The audition. Yep, that's a yeah. That's a sermon that I've preached to our church, but I preach to myself daily because I find myself being driven by this desire for people to approve. And God really spoke to me about that. You're spending so much of your energy obsessing over other people's approval, and it's really even worse than that. You're obsessing over your perception of their approval. You don't even really know what they think. And so, you know, this is where the chatter gets unbearably loud, because you're imagining the voices of what people think about you that may not even be paying attention to you. And
right.
I feel like it's such a needed message for people to know, not only that they already have acceptance in Christ to get to heaven when they die, but that you can access that acceptance from God. You can actually hear his voice speaking words of affirmation, speaking words of encouragement anytime you choose to tune in. It's not like we have to just walk around waiting for God to speak to us. We can choose to hear that voice. It's like tuning into a frequency, you know, that's always there, always speaking. Mm-hmm. So what are some ways you've learned to tune into that frequency, not to wait for it to come to you?
You know, one time I was doing an interview, and they had they put one of those earpieces in. You have to listen. It was a television interview. You had to have an earpiece in, and the producer the whole time was like talking to me behind the scenes, saying, "Sit up straight, smile. You're gonna be on camera. 3, 2, 1." And that was such a visual image of what I believe, you know, that we can actually experience with God, that. Anywhere in a you can be in a conversation with someone and be praying in your mind, "God, give me the words to say." And just like I heard that producer, you know, tell me what was about to happen, I feel like, you know, God can whisper in your spirit and give you the words to say. And, you know, that's why I love the subtitle so much, you know, hearing God's voice above all others. There are so many voices that we all hear. Most of them, you know, is that chatterbox telling us what we're not, why we're going to fail, why we're not good enough, or, you know, the other side, which is, you know, you got this, you're good enough. And, I really try to imagine God speaking to me in just that way, that he's with me, his Holy Spirit can guide me, he'll give me truth, he'll give me the words to say, his peace can be with me, and that at any moment, any time, just as I could hear that producer's voice, I can hear God's voice if I'll listen and be sensitive to it. He speaks through his word, he speaks by his spirit, he can speak through people, and, you know, when we tune into that voice and hear it, that's what will direct us, that's what will set us free, that's what will make us effective, that's what will give us peace.
Thank you for listening to this special clip. For more bonus content from Pastor Stephen Furtick and Elevation Church, be sure to subscribe to the Elevation Church podcast.